The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An Cumasún Pleanála is continuing to debate a decision on nighttime flight restrictions at Dublin Airport, where local residents are continuing to voice their concerns about any potential changes to those restrictions. They say those potential issues would only worsen the current situation with overflights during daytime hours. Now, the nub of the issue centres around the westerly departure of flights from the new north runway. This is a bit complicated, but I'll try to explain. When in operation, flights take off on the north runway in a westerly direction. Immediately after takeoff, those flights must take a 30-degree right turn, putting them on a route in the direction of Ashburn. This is a safety regulation because if a flight fails to land on the other runway, the southern runway, and perform what is known as a go-around, it must climb straight out to 3,000 feet, and this necessitates the turn to the right for planes departing from the north runway. This is simply for safety clearance. The departure route for the north runway then continues with a further right turn towards the Irish Sea, which means it's overflying Ballybohol, where David Walton is spokesperson on aircraft noise pollution with Ballybohol Community Council. And shortly before we came on air, David came in to tell me about what it's like in Ballybohol at the moment, starting with the fact that the issue has arisen because of that second runway.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is really about the planning. And I suppose we all woke up one morning in August 22 and we were being overflown by hundreds of aircraft every few minutes.
What was it like before when there was only a single runway open?
Well, we rarely saw or heard an aircraft. It's very quiet where we are generally. I mean, the odd tractor going down the road, a lot of farming in the area. But in the village itself, it was very, very quiet. You might see planes in the distance. When you knew it was going to rain, they'd be flying in on a particular approach. But very rarely were we overflown, maybe once a week, maybe once every few days. You might notice, and that was because of a missed approach.
So this was all new when the second runway opened and became operational. Suddenly you've got aircraft over your heads. But you must have been warned this is going to happen because the second runway has been under construction for quite a while.
No, we had no warning. And we had looked at the planning originally and the flight paths were very clearly that they would fly out due west from the end of the north runway, reach 3,000 feet before they turn. So they were supposed to really fly for, I think, 5 nautical miles, which is about 7 or 8 kilometres before they turned. And when the north runway opened, they were turning at 650 feet at the end of the runway. And that's what was bringing them over, basically flying over Ratoath, Dunshaughlin, Ashburn for the flights that were going west and down heading south. And all the flights that are going to the UK and Western Europe were coming up over Old Town and Ballybohol. So we had absolutely no warning of this. They were flying initially at between 3,000 and 4,000 feet. So you've got like 200 tons of jet engine going over your head. We couldn't believe it. And it was every few seconds. The people were just kind of, what's going on here? I actually thought they must have been trying it out. I didn't know the north runway.
Now, the idea is that eventually, if you live beside, say, a busy dual carriageway, eventually you forget about the noise. You don't hear it anymore. If you live beside the Dart tracks or a railway line, you know, in your subconscious, there's a train going by, but it doesn't bother you. Did that process not set in with you guys?
Not at all, because the noise is so loud for a start. It's intermittent. You don't know when it's coming. And the issue here is around the planning. The flight paths that they're using had absolutely no bearing on the flight paths in which they were granted permission. And that's our big bone of contention with this. It's a scandal, really, because they've built a motorway in the sky. It was one of the biggest infrastructure projects in the history of the state, €300 million. And they've built a motorway in the sky. 250, 300 aircraft, when the wind is going from the west, are now flying directly over our village and our houses.
Now, they would say that the rules say they must take a 30-degree turn because you've got two runways now. Where there was a single runway, no problem. Head out west as long as you like, turn around and off you go back across the Irish Sea or continue west if you're heading to the United States. But the rules say when you've got two runways working in parallel that you've got to make a 30-degree turn almost immediately.
But the DAA didn't apply for planning permission to use both runways in parallel. They planned to use the north runway. The planning permission they put in was to use the north runway as a standalone runway.
But a standalone, you've got two runways. You're going to use them.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's all about capacity in the airport.
Yeah, but you could stagger the flights arriving into the north. You couldn't. Let's put it this way. If you waited for a plane to land at the south runway before a plane took off at the north runway, you could do it that way. There's also, they could actually turn left on the south runway if they bothered to try and go down that approach. But they'd have to talk to Baldonnell and Western Airport. I mean, the
But this is a very complex interaction. I mean, you've got slots. I mean, the idea that you've got a plane going around Dublin Airport wasting fuel because one runway is not being used currently until the other one is cleared. I mean, operationally, that would be very complex.
No, actually, perhaps even compromising
the safety.
The analysis has been done and they could do it. But we're not actually... it's very important to recognise here, the people in our area and in all the groups that we're aligned with, we're not anti-airport, Pat. We don't want to hamper the operations of Dublin Airport. We just want them to comply with the planning permission that they were granted. And if you build a motorway, a road motorway, and if you were to build a road motorway in any area of Ireland and you put it in the wrong place, would that not constitute quite a scandal? Miles away from where it's supposed to be.
I mean, the planning application was put in. They ultimately got their permission and they're operating that in accordance with the safety regulations that are
No. This is a myth that's been propagated and actually been refuted by the Irish Aviation Authority.
The other thing is that the flight paths...
This is really important.
The flight paths, though, are not part of the planning.
By the Irish Aviation Authority, that they were forced to do this by them. The reason that the Irish Aviation Authority, they don't get into the planning. They just give them the routes based on what the DAA has asked for.
But the point is that the flight paths were not part of the planning permission. The construction of the runway itself, that's the planning permission.
They were.
They were not part of the planning permission.
Pat, the entire environmental impact study was based on the flight paths due west. It's very simple. They put their planning application in. The flights were for flying out straight due west. They're turning right at the end of the airport because that's
what they're bound to do now, for
a safety reason. But they could turn left. There are plenty of alternatives here. They could turn left if they bothered to take the finger out and have a look at those proposals which have been put forward by the airport technical group, which consists of pilots. I mean, we're not just, you know, crazy NIMBYs in North County Dublin. We don't want to hamper the operation of the airport.
But that's exactly what you want to do. You want to
we want to fly the
airplanes out of Dublin Airport in what they consider to be the most efficient, the most fuel efficient, the most safety conscious way they can.
They have to be safety conscious, and we absolutely agree with that. But that doesn't mean that they can break the planning permissions that on which the entire process was granted. I mean, Onboard Planola went against their own planning inspector when they gave the planning permission.
But I mean, Onboard Planola and Fingal County Council do not have expertise in flying aircraft. They have many areas that they're given permission or given the remit, if you like, to decide on planning. But which way an aircraft goes when it takes off is not part of their skill set.
Yeah, but I mean, we've listened to what the Irish Aviation Authority have said. They don't get into the detail of planning. They give the flight paths and the SIDs on the basis of what the DAA requests for. Now, the DAA's planning application basically was a planning application which was for single use of the North Runway. That's what the whole problem is about. And when they gave the instructions to the DAA for the SIDs...
I'm wondering, why would you bother building a second runway if you can't use it simultaneously with the first? Because everyone, irrespective of what you say about Fingal bearing the brunt of much of the traffic in and out, most people want to fly into Dublin. That's the truth.
That's Ryanair's model.
Everybody's model.
Well, why are hundreds of thousands of people coming up from Munster when they have an airport in Cork and airports in Shannon? Why is Fingal taking 85% of the flights in and out of the entire country? The reason is because it's all about profits and Ryanair's profits. Dublin has become one of the most profitable routes. They want to turn Dublin Airport into a hub. 60 million people.
It's already a hub.
Well,
because of the American connections, which are and customs clearance and all of that, it's already a
relatively small amount in terms of the overall passenger count of 30 odd million. It's relatively the transit passengers are relatively small. We are not a Dubai. You can't fly in over the Gulf and fly out over the desert, right? There's 400,000 people in the immediate vicinity of Dublin Airport. And I'm talking about like massive conurbation that's taken place in North Dublin and the satellite towns of East Meath.
So what is your bottom line? What do you want?
We want a resolution. We want the DAA to listen to us. We want the DAA to look at the alternatives. And there are viable alternatives. They could work in parallel usage, and they could still use the west flying routes from the north runway if aircraft were able to take a left turn on a missed approach. This is an event that happens maybe on average 300 times a year, and it's usually during inclement weather. And that's the reason why they're turning right at the end of the north runway at the moment.
OK, they would still have to make that 30-degree turn at some point.
No, not if the missed approach could take a 30-degree turn to the left.
Left or right, they have to make a 30-degree turn.
Yeah.
So where are you? You're saying not over us, thank you, over somebody else.
No, it's not over somebody else. It means the missed approach is why they're turning right at the end, because they can't turn left on the south runway. So they are forced, and the Irish Aviation Authority have basically said you have to turn right in the north runway at the first available opportunity. The reason is that they can't turn left on a missed approach on the south runway. It's as simple as that. And this is an event that only happens in inclement weather, because they can't turn left because of the massive air force that we have out in Ballydonnell and Weston. And the DAA won't sit down with Weston and the Department of Defence and work out a deal which would allow them to turn left on the south runway. They'd bank up largely over industrial areas, and they would turn left and go up the Liffey over the city, which has a noise issue anyway. And the height they would be at, and because it's during inclement weather, they would be able to do this perfectly. And if that solution was put in place in the morning...
If it's so elegant and so simple, it would be put into place
they have. It's been put to them, and they've said it involves... It basically means they have to do some work. And you've got a situation where the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, has said... 2 years ago when he was Minister for Housing, he said, the flight paths bear no relation to the planning. Something has to be done about this. People can't hear themselves in their own homes. And yet he's in the Department of Transport. And what has he done? Absolutely nothing. It's a scandal.
And that's David Walton of Ballybohol Community Council. And just to clarify, during that interview, David said that Dublin Airport sought planning permission to use the North Runway as a standalone runway. Actually, the planning permission granted for the North Runway provides that the parallel runways can be used together depending on the wind direction.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.